What message is that sending?
That was a rhetorical question, so I'm not going to answer it. I hear substantial agreement between the three of us that contraception and provision of it, availability of it, and very aware and open ideas about sexuality, we hold that in common. Another area where I think that we have agreement, and I'm just going to test and see if we do have agreement here, is I think that all three of us believe strongly that it would be desirable to reduce abortion to whatever minimum we can. I realize there are consequences that could be added on in this, but just in and of itself, none of us favor abortion or like abortion, although perhaps amongst the three of us there are some who find that there are occasions where it might be necessary. But we all dislike abortion and would like to reduce it if the consequences are not horrific or major. Is that a fair statement?
Pretty close. I never would use the word dislike, per se. It's a necessity in some cases, you know, save the life of the woman, things like that. And I worked with an abortion provider at one point, and she was arguing that condom use backed up by early abortion is the safest contraceptive, she's stretching the word contraceptive there, but anyway, the safer than any other thing that women or couples could do. But the point is that it is a backup for failed contraception, and I suppose you could use the word dislike. I'd have to think about it. I wouldn't use it myself, but I don't feel that averse to it, but I wouldn't use that word myself.
And Rachel, obviously for you, you might say it's stronger.
I would say it's stronger, and I would say, you know, people get hung up a lot on the legal ban idea, but there's also a long list of things that we need to do, and we've talked about the technology of it. We need to also talk about the social dynamics of it, like if people are having substance use problems, all these kinds of things are going to affect how the technology is used. But the fact of the matter is, like Stan says, people are going to get pregnant. And at times that are not unfailingly inconvenient, it's female biology. And I don't regard that as a problem that we need to use violence to get rid of. And I, of course, think abortion is violence. And one of the major things we need is to be paying attention to the needs of pregnant women, to, for instance, not having bigotry against children who are born with disabilities and having services available that they need. Doing things like reducing poverty will lower the numbers of abortions. So we need to be looking both at preventing pregnancies and dealing with the pregnancies in a positive manner once they do, in fact, show up anyway.
I'd make a clarification there. I guess one reason I wouldn't use the word dislike is the morning after pill. I guess, Rachel, you consider that abortion or not?
Works after conception, yeah.
Well, it doesn't. It's before conception. I mean,
it could work either way. It can work by preventing ovulation,
right,
in which case there's no problem.
Yeah, yeah. I have no dislike for that method. I would promote it to prevent later abortions, if you will. So depending on how people lump abortion methods, I would certainly dislike later abortions. Certainly it becomes more dislikable the later in the pregnancy it is. And the other thing, we got to clear up the language here. We don't have a pregnancy until there's implantation, technically. So we can't call it a pregnancy before, what is it, day 12 or something? Anyway, we'd have to check the biology there. But I don't know if that makes a difference to you, if you're defining life as a conception or not, but it certainly isn't called a pregnancy before implantation.